Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. So, yesterday's episode was the 57-minute long interview with Darcy, and I think it was really good. It's not often that you get to talk to somebody who actually designs miniatures, talk about the process, and somebody that's knowledgeable about the hobby, its history. It was a damn pleasure. He's also a Kiwi, which means, much like a New Yorker, he has trouble keeping his mouth shut. He's very good at talking. But he was good. I really had a great time. I think if you haven't given it a listen yet, you probably should. On a side note, the last two nights, my body has somehow reverted to thinking it's working overnights. I'm back to working my midnight tours as I was on my way towards retirement. So, needless to say, being up to nearly 5 a.m. two nights in a row, not because I wanted to, just because I could not fall asleep. It wasn't like I was doing anything all that interesting. Not fun. So if I sound like my ass is dragging right now, and this episode's going up a little late, and yesterday's episode went up a little bit late, or at least later than usual, not that there's an official time, it's because both days I didn't roll out of bed until after 10 a.m. Because, like I said, I didn't fall asleep till about 5 a.m. The body is and the mind is a weird ass thing. So, excuse me, what are we going to talk about today? Couple of things. First, as I posted last night on the blog side, the Lord of the Rings RPG is the one of the current Humble Bundles. This is the one from Cubicle 7. None of our very own Jane Spahn has written for some of the line of the Lord of the Rings. You get, for $1, you pretty much get the core book. I mean, that's the core book, maps, and a 30% off coupon from the Cubicle 7 store, I guess, if you desire to grab some of the stuff in Dead Tree format, which isn't a bad idea. That's what you get for $1. For $8, they add in the Lore Master screen, Lake Town, Heart of the Wild, Tales of the Wilderland, Bree, the maps for Bree, and the Adventurous Companion. And at $15, you also unlock Oaths of the Rittermark, along with the accompanying map, Ruins of the North, accompanying map, Erebor, the Lonely Mountain, and the, ooh, that's a nice map, Horse Lords of Rohan, Rivendell, Darkening of Mirkwood. That's what you get for $15. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that if you purchase this through Tavern's Links, I do get an affiliate commission. I appreciate everybody who made the purchases overnight. I mean, it's a noticeable amount that's sitting on my Humble Bundle account, and needless to say, I certainly love more. There's a default that you can donate to me, or donate to charity, or donate to the publisher, or donate to the Humble Bundle itself. You can change the sliders. If you think I'm a total putz, you can give me Zippo. And if you want to leave support the tavern, you can leave a default. You can, you know, give us a greater share, whatever you want to do. I highly recommend this. I own the core book in Dead Tree, and I've did a little bit more than a skim through. I did a partial read through when I got it, and it reads really well. I was mostly looking at the lore, to be honest with you, because I don't have a group that's going to play this. But now, if they can all grab a copy, or pretty much a whole, the core part of the line, I'm not even sure if this covers, how much of this covers, it's got to cover a large part of the releases. For $15, you can get all this stuff. We might actually see it played. I mean, those that have played it, including Jane Spahn, who has run it, have told me that it plays really smooth and does an excellent job of capturing the flavor of the Lord of the Rings Middle-earth setting in Mythos. So I think that's pretty damn cool. If you're going to pick it up, I do ask if it'll possibly use the tavern's link. I'm going to give it to you now. Tenkars, dash, that's one of those dashes on your keyboard, tavern.games/, that's it, slash you always see on those, like, you know, websites. LOTR-RPG-bundle. I mean, really, passing up on this would be foolish, I tell you. Foolish. But it's not the only pretty cool Humble Bundle. This is one of... I've already picked up the Lord of the Rings one, obviously. And I'm on the fence about the more Torchwood and Doctor Who digital audiobooks. And the reason why I'm on the fence on this one is, although I am a Doctor Who fan, I am not a fanatic. I've probably not caught the last couple of seasons, and Torchwood I've only seen here or there. But for the opportunity to get, for $1, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, four Doctor Who shorts, and a Torchwood, the conspiracy. For 15, you get a lot more thrown in. I mean, there are times that you just want to vegetate and listen to some good fiction. And I say listen to because that's what I do my audiobooks usually when I'm not feeling well. I don't have the physical energy or the mindset to sit down and read a book. And I probably don't want to have to sit up and listen to the TV, watch the TV. So audiobooks are great for when I'm not feeling well. So, yeah, I'll probably grab these two. What can I say? You know, it is good stuff. Otherwise, in addition to Steve Jackson Games announcing that they were going to open the setting to the Fantasy Trip, which I think is awesome, and I do think. And it's not a total opening. You got to publish through their web store. They're going to get a cut. It's good for Steve Jackson Games. It's good for third-party publishers. And most importantly, it's good for the Fantasy Trip. And something like this should be available for GURPS. GURPS is a great system. Maybe not my preferred system. But it's one that has certainly its built-in balance and amazing supplements for it that could almost be considered system neutral. GURPS could certainly use some extra support in Dungeon Fantasy, the box set, GURPS Fantasy, or Dungeon Fantasy. You know what's funny. The prior role-playing Kickstarter, which was, I'm sure Steve Jackson Games was hoping that it was going to kick off a revitalization of GURPS, and while it did sell okay as a Kickstarter, it did not sell enough to keep stocked in stores. It didn't sell enough to justify keeping it in print long term. So it's kind of like a one and done, although our very own Douglas Cole has gotten a limited license to produce at least one product for it. I'd like to see more some, you know what, I think I'm going to go off on this, but in our hobby, more is better. It is not like there's a limited pie. It's not like, all right, well, I like Swords and Wizardry, and I prefer Swords and Wizardry, so I can't play any other games. I can't make any other purchases. Yeah, in the long run, there is a maximum amount of money you can probably squeeze out of the hobby at this point in its size. But it isn't a one or nothing. It isn't all this or all that. You can enjoy multiple types of games and gaming as a role player, even as an old school gamer. And GURPS is one of the finer systems out there. Sadly, it doesn't get the support that it deserves, but that's probably because the market isn't there for it. more, maybe the market would be there for if it had the support, but it's a hard thing to say, because what is the thing that supports, you know, GURPS and the rest of Steve Jackson Games producing what it does? And that answer is real simple if you've been following. It's Munchkin. Munchkin is the property for Steve Jackson Games that keeps them well in the black, well, extremely profitable. It allows them to take a chance on something like the Fantasy Trip. So, of course, what does that mean? That means that Munchkin Starfinder is coming out. I own the original Munchkin. Never played it. Maybe I should. I enjoy some board games. I'm not a huge board game player. And to convince non-gamers to play a board game that is based on an RPG isn't always the easiest thing to do. And I'm certainly not going to try to play Munchkin solo. That would be madness. Yeah, I kind of went off. Forgive me. This is what happens, like I said, with a lack of sleep. Well, folks, if you're going to pick up the Lord of the Rings RPG PDF bundle at Humble Bundle, as little as a buck gives you the core book. $15 gives you more than you will probably ever pull into your campaign. But the amount of not just setting lore that is you can get for $15 is probably insane. You can use the following link: tenkars-tavern.games/lotr-rpg-bundle. I'll include it in the links here too. For the show notes and on the blog post. I really want to go back to sleep. Folks, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate all the support. You all have been excellent. We had a nice little turnout when we recorded the live episode with Dorothy. Really. I couldn't ask for more. You guys are, and gals, are amazing. Thank you, and be safe. God bless. Stay well. Roll your dice, high or low, as you need. And I will check in tomorrow, hopefully, with a better night's sleep behind me. And I'm not still dragging my ass at 11 a.m. We'll see. All right, folks. Good night. Good night. Holy crap. See, I already want to go back to sleep. Later, folks.